I can't believe it's news.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
Someone cue up the Digital Underground. But it's not the Biz Markie song. We're getting busy in the Burger King bathroom. This is a woman in Largo, Florida. As the Burger King employees found her in the bathroom and tried to ask her to leave, she got very angry, started, quote, snarling at the employees. And that's when they said, okay, we're going to leave this to the cops. And the cops come over to the Burger King to see why this woman doesn't want to leave the bathroom. And they give her the search. They can tell that there's something going on with some kind of drugs. And they give her the search, and she's got 7 fully loaded syringes in her lady parts. She's yelling at the Burger King employees, refusing to leave. And then they said several signs of narcotic usage led to the search. And that's when she told cops, yeah, I effed up. So when they took her down and did the search, she had all that in there. And they said one of them.
And an order of fries.
One of them would have been lethal. And she had 7 of them.
Okay, that's Florida weird. We'll keep it with the Florida weird. Our cops there in, Flagler County said, yeah, this, even for us, this is kind of strange. 2:45 in the morning, 65-year-old man got arrested after waving down police officers, wearing nothing but a Speedo, and showing them a marijuana plant he had grown and wanted to know if they wanted to smoke with him. He had a 2-foot-tall marijuana plant growing on his property. He wanted to let them know he had that going on. When deputies asked him, all right, well, do you have a marijuana card? Because if you have a marijuana card, then it's a different case here. Otherwise, you're in trouble. He said, yeah, well, I'm working on it right now. He did not. He did not have a marijuana card. The whole thing was caught on the deputy's body cam, and this guy... I'm looking at the video or the picture of it right now. Yeah, this guy was not meant for the Speedo, that's for sure.
And finally, CNN reporting about some stressful and scary moments at the University of Canberra Library in Australia, where staff and students were forced to evacuate the building due to a suspected gas leak. And the tweets went out on Facebook and the posts on Facebook and everything. We've been evacuated. We'll post an update when students can re-enter the building. And then a little while later, after things cooled down, fortunately, the suspected gas leak has turned out to be part of a durian fruit that has been now removed. 550 people had to be evacuated from the building in 6 minutes. Firefighters came in. They traced the source of the smell, and it's
rotting
the
fruit?
Durian. I guess the durian, and it's not rotting. It just smells like it's rotting. And the lingering gas smell in the building is completely safe, revealing that the durian had been left in a bin there. They said the king of fruits is not only bizarre looking, but the smell of it is just... It's supposed to be like between rotting food and dirty socks. And you remember back in November of 2018, there was durian in the cargo of an Indonesian plane, and it was temporarily grounded because the passengers were complaining of the gas smell. You remember that?
Okay.
Well, they had to evacuate the school the other day, and things have come back to normal. Back in my day, the only thing that stunk that bad was my transcripts.
I can't believe it's news.
Well, what are they doing? Who's they eating this fruit?
Some people love it. Some people hate it.
Yeah, I think we did talk about this with that story.
They say it's got a creamy texture.
Yeah,
it's popular through Southeast Asia, but its strong odor has many people like, no, I could never get close to eating that.